23.
That's me. That's me. Here I am, a 12-bell hop. I works in bum hotels. I'm cross-eyed, not need pigeon toes from answering so many bells.
Front number 9.
Hey, boss, I was just up there in room number 9. That man up there wants 3 or 4 pails of heat. I told him he can't get any heat until the guests pay their board bill. Then the landlord can buy some coal.
Very good, Sam. You are certainly working for the hotel's interest.
Hey, Moose, come over here. I want to speak to you. Look here, what do you want?
Hey, what's the man 23 want?
Oh, I don't know. He's a millionaire. Oh, yes, he's a millionaire. That's what he is. He's a very, very sick man.
What's the matter? Has he got the flu?
No, he's got a disease called profiteering.
Did he tip you?
He never give me a cent.
See, I'm going to quit this hotel.
I'm going to quit it, too.
See, I haven't got any wages here for 3 months.
Neither have I.
No, indeed.
And I think the man that runs this hotel is a nut. And if he don't pay me, I'm going to crack that nut.
Yeah, he said you boys can live on your tip.
He's foolish.
Yeah, I told the people to stop. This hotel is too poor to tip anybody.
It is.
Yeah, and I don't like the rules of this hotel either.
I don't either.
Why, look at rule number 1 says.
What it says?
It says this hotel is equipped with alarm clock beds. A slat drops out every hour to let you know what time it is.
Oh, listen to this. Guests wishing a shower bath, please go down in the backyard and get under the hydrant.
Look at rule number 2, see.
What that say?
Don't worry about your board bill, as this hotel is supported by its foundation, built on a bluff.
Well, if that ain't the dumb one. Old men are not allowed to play tag in the hallway.
Look at number 3, rule number 3.
What that say?
To call the bellboy, ring the towel, and to get satisfaction, ring his neck.
Well, listen to this. There will be a poker game every night in room 9. Mm. Guests who don't want to be disturbed, please call down at the office as we furnish earmuffs.
Rule number 4.
What that say?
All flies in this hotel belong in the dining room. So please do not hurt them.
Oh, Johnny, that old dog kind of thing. If your room gets too hot, open the window and see the fire escape.
Rule number 6.
What that say?
This is the last hotel that George Washington ever stopped at.
Well, Johnny. We draw no color line here, as the walls are so dirty that the line would not show.
Rule number 7.
What that say?
Don't complain about the pillows being hard, as they are filled with chicken feathers, Plymouth Rock.
Guests desiring running water in their room should secure room 4 and 9, as the roof leaks in each of these rooms.
Rule number 19.
What that say?
Please do not call for lobster in the dining room, as there is only 1 lobster in this house, and he owns the hotel.
Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, there's a man come in the other night. Oh, he wanted a cheap room. So the landlord took him way up the top of the building. Oh, they got a piano to give him a room with no window or door. Oh, they had to bust into that room. They must have got in there somewhere. He got in there, got to bed, wasn't in bed 2 minutes. Oh, the roaches commenced to parade. Oh, the rats commenced to run. Oh, there they were fighting and hollering. 2 of them right in the middle of the floor and had a regular prize fight. Oh, he jumped out of bed, run downstairs, says, "Ramrod, landlord." Landlord said, "What's the matter with you?" Oh, he said, "What's the matter? That room is full of rats and roaches." Right in the middle of the floor was this prize fight. I couldn't stand it.
Oh, my.
Said, "What'd you pay me for that room?" Said 25 cents. Well, I said, "What do you want to see for a quarter? A bullfight?"